The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley mic'd up today. Jill Lane is here and Jawan Bennett. Hey, everyone.
Howdy.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. I'm so jacked up. You know, I went to New York over the weekend.
That's
I saw all these Broadway plays, and so I've been listening to all this Broadway music and singing my rear end off in the car, you know, and it feels so good to sing. It really does.
New York is a magical place.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. And I've noticed I'm swearing more since I came back, especially at drivers. And you know, I am. I'm like, F off, you know.
I sing in the shower.
You sing in the shower?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good acoustics.
I'm a platinum selling artist in the shower.
Wow, that's nice. I sing in my car.
Yes.
Yeah. I sing in my car a lot because I have to have, you know, my backup singers.
Okay. Yeah.
Same.
But yeah, no, I had a blast. I really did. Ate my way through. Jill Lane, the nutritionist over here, ate my way through New York. It was fabulous. It really was.
But you know what? Most of the time I have a client who travels a lot and he's like, he eats a lot when he goes to Europe and New York, but he also walks like miles and miles and miles and miles. And not to say that's just gives you a carte blanche to do whatever you want with your food. Mm-hmm. However, you know, there is something to say about just being more active and being able to walk in the community that you live in. That's what I love so much about Manhattan. Like you don't have to get in. You don't have to get like drive your own car. You can walk so many places.
Well, believe it or not, I found a huge void in the food industry in New York City. And you know what? I'm not dead yet. I may quit the radio show, go back to New York where I was born and raised, and do something about
what's in
my head.
Selling plants on the corner?
I'm not going to say because it's a great idea. And typically, I do share a lot of ideas, but this one is really good.
In the
and
vault.
I might, you know, I don't know. I'm telling you, like, there's a huge void up there. I can't say what it is, but I'll say this. I read this article, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. First of all, I thought we were in the middle of an opioid crisis, and so the FDA just approved, and this is kind of old news from a couple of days ago. I printed it yesterday. I forgot to talk about it, but the FDA just approved a new opioid that's 5 to 10 times stronger than fentanyl, and I'm like, what?
Who needs that?
What?
I guess that's my biggest question is why?
Well, and then there's a new vaccine for gluten sensitivity, because we're short on vaccines, too. You know, we're short on painkillers and we're short on vaccines.
Because the vaccine
and we're also
really
healthy.
Cures the problem from a gluten sensitivity.
Yeah.
Does it completely 100% repair your gut, your immune system, and all your inflammatory markers?
Because,
wow, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Might as well just cure autoimmunity while we're at it.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started. I had a big discussion this morning about the veal industry with one of my friends.
Mm.
I'm telling you, like, it just burns my butt what goes. And I'm going to blame the Italians for that, okay? So seriously, come whack me if you want. I don't care. I'm going to say what I want because that's my right as an American. And anybody who eats veal is an a-hole. I'm just telling you. Anybody that eats veal is an a-hole. Did you get that?
Yes, yes.
I agree.
It's
I've actually
wrong.
Never tried it.
Like, when did we ever, who had the great idea of taking little baby cows from their mothers and then, you know, chopping
them up,
frying them in a pan and thinking that's okay? Like, what the F is wrong with our world that we think anything about that is okay?
I have no comment. I mean, I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of places we've strayed off the path.
It's insane.
For the matter of convenience or just our own satisfaction.
Yeah. Oh, because baby cows taste better than I guess full-grown cows because they're more tender because they put them in dark wooden boxes after they've removed them from their babies, just from their mother. Sometimes they never even see their mother, so their muscles can go into atrophy so that we can have a nice, soft piece of meat.
Yes.
That's crazy.
But like Jill said, we're always seeking that personal satisfaction, and so we do that sometimes in what we eat. Like, hey, I want to be different. I want to try something different, and if that's what I enjoy, that's what they enjoy.
It's just, but it's so wrong on every level. It needs to be stopped. To me, it's just, it's absolutely ludicrous that that goes on in our world. But on a happier note, I was at Central Market yesterday getting stuff for dinner and actually found the most amazing. Have you ever seen an eggplant shaped like a softball?
No, like a circle? It was
like a
circular
circle. And it was from Italy. And
of course,
they had like an Italian theme going on. Of course, I was right at home, but I always, you know, am in that mode anyway. So I bought one of these beautiful eggplants that is round like a huge softball, you know, like the kind of big, just a big softball. And you take it and you slice it up thin, and then you like basically not soak it, but just like, what do I want to say? What's the culinary word for like mix it around?
Marinate?
No, not marinate. She said, no, just kind of coat it. Coat it. Uh-huh. With chopped fresh garlic and olive oil. And
that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So it gets even better. So you put it in the pan and then you grill it
low
and slow until it's nice and crispy brown. And then you top it with smoked salt and Parmesan Reggiano. It was so good.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that sounds
and
great.
I bet, speaking of meat, it had a consistency that would like a portobello
very
mushroom.
Much like meat.
Like a meaty kind of consistency, you know,
and
thick
with,
and chewy.
And with the skin on, so you get lots of fiber and minerals. And I'd never seen an eggplant like that, though.
Eggplant is one of those lost, forgotten about vegetables that a lot of people don't eat just because I think we don't know how to cook it really well.
Right.
And you don't find it in restaurants.
You
I
don't.
Think the only I can think of a couple like Greek or Middle Eastern type places I'll go to eat where they have it. Other than that, I don't really see it around.
Olive Garden's got eggplant.
Oh,
yeah.
Eggplant.
Throwing that out there.
They do?
There's a couple restaurants at home in California that has eggplant, but I haven't seen much around
here. That sounds
here.
Amazing. I want to cook that.
Yeah.
I want to make that.
Oh, it was very good. It was. And I there was no recipe. You just kind of, you watch and then you pour, you stop. And you shake and you bake. And
yum. Yeah, everything's good with
shake
garlic, right?
Yeah. You know, that just reminded me of something else, something funny, a t-shirt I wanted to do, but I haven't done it yet. Anyway, in my spare time. But Paleo Magazine has a special edition on keto, the definitive guide, the what, the why, the how, detox, performance, 20 delicious low-carb recipes, brain health, weight loss, longevity, and cancer prevention. Dom DiAgostino, who's been on the show before, Dr. Nasha Winters, a lot of... Mark Sisson is it, you know, highlighted in here. A lot of good writing. Oh, here it is. Angela Poff, Karina Noboa, and Dominic DiAgostino writes about neuroprotection, how keto can help the brain, along with a lot of other really good articles. But incredible how keto has blown up.
Yeah, I mean, as long as people do keto the right way, I think that's just my biggest thing. It's we've talked about this a lot. If I ask 500 people what paleo or keto or vegetarian or Mediterranean or plant-based means, everybody gives a different definition. Mm-hmm. I think the thread through all of them is that it should be heavily plant-based. I mean, I just took on a new client, 57 years old, very highly educated, cancer survivor, says she's a vegan, and she was eating very little plants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like, okay, we have to remember that the core to most all of these plans that helps with longevity and the cancer prevention, everything, are the plants. So don't forget the plants.
Don't forget the plants. Okay, so Dr. Will Cole, who was on the show last week, who wrote the book, The Ketotarian Diet, Plant-Based Keto, is that possible? Yes, it is. I'm here to tell you. He's featured in here. And the article opens by talking about today's standard Western diet is centered on many forms of a single substance. Guess what it is?
Many forms of a single substance.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat.
Sugar. You're close.
Sugar.
Oh,
yeah.
Top one and two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Americans eat an average of 765 grams of sugar every 5 days, and much of it is hidden and added where you'd least expect it, or listed by different names. So I'm going to ask you, 765 grams of sugar, let's do the math. How many teaspoons of sugar is that?
Well, divided by four. So a couple hundred, you know, just shy of a couple hundred.
Yeah, just shy of a couple hundred. A couple hundred teaspoons of sugar every 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, I read a stat that was like a quarter pound. So we're talking about immunity and the effects of sugar on immunity today. And I was looking at something that said we eat about, on average, a quarter pound of flour/sugar day per American. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not eating that much. So someone's eating my share. And it's just like, you know, a quarter pound? That's a lot. Mm-hmm. Quarter pound?
It's 191.25 teaspoons.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah, you did the math well.
We're addicted to sugar.
We are. We really are. And it says, compare that number to the 45 grams of sugar Americans ate over the same time period back in 1822. Today, the average American eats and drinks around 130 pounds of added sugar every year, adding up to an astounding 3,550 pounds in a lifetime. That's equivalent to eating 1.7 million Skittles or an industrial-sized dumpster full of sugar. That's a lot of sugar.
Ugh. It makes my teeth hurt just thinking about it. I tell my kids that, and they're like, huh? Your teeth hurt? But it just makes me think of how sugar just rots us away, starting at our teeth.
That's that Coke every hour habit, right? You got to have a Coke every hour.
Well, yeah, and so if you think about that, what it does to your teeth, that's what it does to your whole body, and that's why it's so destructive. It really is a deadly substance. Much has been written about it. We've got a great show coming up today. We really do. We have Jill Lane talking about getting sick this cold and flu season and how to prevent it. This woman knows so much, what you need to know nutritionally to reduce your risk. And Dewan Bennett, yes, we're going to be talking about navigating relationships with opposing political views. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo poo pee doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? Oh, I'm alright. Don't nobody
like, what is the world come to?
What just happened?
Juan got dissed by his 4-year-old.
That's funny. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Dewan Bennett in studio with me and Jill Lane. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, a 3-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. Always a pleasure to have Jill in studio with us. So today we're talking about what you need to know nutritionally to reduce your risk of getting sick this cold and flu season. And I always love talking about this because it's so important. It is. So let's start with this. So how can we nutritionally boost our immune system this fall or winter?
Well, we already talked about one of them in the previous segment, and that's just eat more plants. Mm. We forget that in the food that we eat, that is where the majority of our immune-boosting nutrients come from. You know, I love protein. We talk a lot about protein and the benefits, and the amino acids do help our immune system and help us heal and recover. But all of, like, the vitamin C's and the phytonutrients and the phytochemicals and all of that stuff that really innately helps our natural killer cell activity and our, you know, T helper cells and all of those cells that are in our immune system come from plants, vegetables, majority, and fruits. And so we just need to stay focused because something happens when the time changes and it starts getting dark a little earlier.
I hate it.
People go into carb out mode.
Yes.
And we forget.
Is that
about,
what happened to me last night?
We forget about those delicious summer salads and all of the vegetables that have been fresh over the summer. And so we just have to remember to keep them in our diet, 2 handfuls twice a day minimum. And more is great. Mm-hmm. And just keep them coming because that's where we get our naturally occurring things that help our immune system stay robust.
Well, right, because you can't find adaptogens and all these different, all the plant, I'm having a...
Phytochemicals.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The phytonutrients and all those things, they're not found in meat.
Correct. I mean, you're getting some vitamins, B12, and then minerals, iron, and of course, amino acids. Mm-hmm. But the special stuff, you know, the extra special sauce that our immune system really loves comes from plants, vegetables, fruits, and then to a certain extent, you know, we can branch out into like beans and legumes, but veggies. Let's not forget the veggies. Something weird happens in the fall into winter where we don't feel like eating salads anymore because the temperature is changing and then we just stop cooking or consuming vegetables as much. And I feel like that's part of the reason why cold and flu rates go up.
Yeah. Well, that and the air is drier, right? Isn't it
for
good
sure.
to put a humidifier in your home or in your bedroom?
Yeah, it can be depending upon, you know, what's kind of going on in your house. You know, we live in a state where the mold rates in the air are really high. And so sometimes more humidity is not better.
Oh, wow.
Because it can contribute to that. Mm-hmm. But I think eating more plants is the biggest thing. We also touched on the last segment, eating less sugar.
Data
on whether sugar really impacts our immune system is all over the map. But we do know it's bad for everything else in our body. We know it increases inflammation, which is something we don't want to have excess of because that's stressful on our immune system. We know it's bad for our gut and our cardiovascular health and our blood pressure and our skin and our teeth. And it may decrease activity of all of our immune cells for up to 6 to 10 hours after a bolus consumption of it. So just keep sugar at bay. You know, there's lots of treats around this time of year, started with Halloween last week, and it's going to go all the way to Valentine's Day. Just follow the 3-bite rule. If something's really worth it, have 3 bites, choose it, don't feel bad, and move on.
You know, you think about the sugar cycle in this country with all the relationship to the holidays, it never really stops.
I know.
You know,
it used to just be like Thanksgiving to Christmas. Now it's Halloween to Valentine's Day.
Easter.
Then we got Easter, and then we got
4th of July.
4th of July.
You know, Mother's Day, Father's Day. But they all have desserts, lots of sugar.
We find an excuse. We find an excuse to eat what we want.
Well, so what do you do if you contract the flu? And how do you fight it without using meds or antibiotics?
Well, I think one of the best ways to make sure we don't get sick is something so basic that we forget is just to wash our hands a lot. And I know that sounds so ridiculous to be talking about, but I can't tell you. It's like the biggest thing I harp on my kids about. As soon as they come from school, we wash our hands. Mm-hmm. We put our shoes by the back door, we wash our hands. So keep your hands washed. Don't touch your face a lot during cold and flu season because, you know, you touch stuff and it has germs. You touch your face and boom, it's in your body. And then you hope that your immune system will fight it off. And oftentimes it does because we're in contact with cold and flu germs all the time. Mm-hmm. But some of us just fall through the cracks because we're not taking care of ourselves. So stay hydrated is one of the biggest things. You talked about humidity and the dry air. That's one big thing.
Well, one of my weapons is to wash my nose. inside with saline. When we traveled over the weekend, that's the first thing I had my daughters do when we got off the plane was to, you know, to use the saline rinse to rinse out their nostrils.
Yeah.
And even saline down their throat, you know, to rinse their throat in case they had contracted any type of virus in the plane.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that, especially this time of year with the season change. Different things are blooming or, mm-hmm. you know, kind of going dormant. And so people have a lot of allergies right now. So I do think that's helpful. Washing your hands, staying hydrated, eating plants, reducing sugar, and then making sure you're getting enough sleep. Sleep is the robber. If you don't get enough sleep, you are robbing your health in so many levels, not just your cognition, but your immune system. It's where we recover. Literally, we are healing ourselves while we sleep. So make sure you're getting enough sleep. And then some of my, I think we should supplement. I mean, I know I said to eat plants, but mm-hmm. if you want to be proactive, and I think that's what you should be doing, we shouldn't be reactive. We shouldn't wait till we get sick to do stuff. We should be trying to always outrun it. Mm-hmm. I have a few favorites in my house, probiotics, zinc, olive leaf extract are my top three, and some kind of a blend that has echinacea, all of which some help with our immunity in our body, like probiotics. Mm-hmm. Our immune system mostly lies in our gut, so we want to keep that nice and robust. Eating less sugar helps there too.
And alcohol, right?
Yeah, less alcohol, more plants. Again, the plants feed the good bugs, the sugar and the alcohol feed the bad bugs. We want to keep a good balance there. Take some probiotics just to help, you know, fight that, duke that battle out. Mm-hmm. That's how they help. Zinc has been shown to help with some of our immune cells just proliferate and do their thing. So mm-hmm. consider some zinc if you're not already taking a multivitamin that has at least 15 or 20 milligrams. And then olive leaf extract actually helps. It fights bacteria and virus. And the flu is technically a virus, so you shouldn't need an antibiotic if you get a viral infection. You usually just have to rest and hydrate right. and wait it out.
Well, and I say do not take an NSAID and bring your fever. Don't take a fever reducer because then your immune system, you're stopping it from doing what it's meant to do.
Yes.
So many women, especially with their babies, freak out and the first thing they want to do is bring the temperature down.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the worst things you could do.
Hopefully your pediatrician will tell you, hey, 100, you know, they all have different opinions, but up to about 100 or 102, depending on your kid's age, you're right, Bernadette, the immune system is doing what it was built to do. Fry those bugs out. Mm-hmm. Let it do its thing. You should be able to, listen, we're all going to get sick. The goal is to get sick less often, to not get sick as bad, and to not stay as sick for as long. That's what I want in my house. I have three kids. If they can only stay sick for a day, if they get sick, I consider that a victory.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get sick as bad, they have it for an hour and then, you know, they're throwing up for an hour or whatever, and then they're just recuperating the rest of the day. That's a win. That's
yeah.
a win.
Have you ever heard of this? So this is crazy. You remember Michael Forrest Smith that used to be on the show? He used to be the producer. I ran into an old text from him that I saved regarding, and I'll just read it. It's a huge tradition / remedy to eat an entire onion or half, depending on how big it is, if you have any kind of throat or sinus infection. This is in the Czech Republic, okay? You can't drink or eat anything until 30 minutes after eating the onion. It's really terrible, but it's worth it. You can feel it clearing out your lymph nodes, your nodes, etc. Your nose, not your nodes. Your nose, etc. I actually crave onions now whenever I have an issue. Basically, if Czech people are getting sick, they go for the onion first, the little brown ones, and then if that doesn't work, the doctor. And it was huge during World War II. People would just stock up on onions and have them through the house for good energy purposes as well. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say garlic does some of the same thing. There's something in garlic called allicin that when the garlic plant is actually smushed, like in nature, it produces it to protect itself from mold. And so when we consume garlic, some of that breaks down, but we get some of those benefits. There's a woman who goes by the name of the Green Smoothie Girl on social media, and she has this really awesome concoction that I started making last year, and I swear by it. It's garlic, ginger, fresh lemon juice, and apple cider vinegar, and you just pulverize it all together in like a Vitamix blender, and you drink it. It just like stops whatever you have in its
wow.
tracks. And it's amazing. It just goes to show that if we give our body the phytonutrients and concentrated doses that it needs, it heals itself.
Mm-hmm.
It heals
yeah.
itself.
Yeah. Well, and because of the gut, right?
Basic. Yeah, because of the gut and because we have cells that are going like Pac-Man to gobble up mm-hmm. these invaders. And so, again, but back to the gut. If we take care of the gut, our immune system is more robust because so much of our immune system lies in our gut health. So less sugar, more plants, you know, moderate amount of protein, lots of healthy fats, sleep, hydration, sun, exercise.
I was just going to say sun and exercise.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like
same thing.
Over and over and
broken
over.
Record.
How to stay healthy.
Yep.
Same thing. Same, yep. same applications.
Same application. I mean, listen, it's like I mentioned, this woman that I just started working with, she's a cancer survivor. Same thing for her. Totally different ball of wax. Immunity, autoimmunity, weight loss, cognitive health, prevention of, you know, heart disease. It's all the same. It's all the same because our body biochemistry doesn't change. Biochemistry is biochemistry. So, you know, we just have to, you know, it's repetition equals results. Just do it as often as you can.
And what about stress?
Yeah, stress is the ultimate dagger to health in, you know, in across general. The board. Yeah. So sleep, that's why sleep is so important, because if you can't control your stress, you don't have an outlet for stress during the day, at least during solid sleep, you're getting some respite and recovery and healing from it. And then, you know, cycle back to how can you handle your stress better, whether it's exercise, whether it's, you know, talking it out with somebody in some sort of, you know, therapeutic mm-hmm. situation, or whether it's maybe taking some adaptogens just to help your body right. move through that.
Yeah.
Like rhodiola or ashwagandha mm-hmm. or something of the like.
You know, those are the same two that Sean Wells, we were texting back and forth this morning, that he recommended that we're going to be putting on our One Life Radio website.
Cool.
So I'll tell you more about it later in the upcoming days and weeks, but very exciting.
Awesome.
Stuff going on here at One Life Radio. We're going to go to break. We've got more coming up with Jill Lane and DeJuan Bennett. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. I know my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my tail off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette. I'm in studio with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, Dewan Bennett, and Jill Lane. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products. And of course, Squatty Potty. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife to get 15% off your squatting stool, the original squat-to-poop toilet stool. Now they have a moonlight one. I recorded the ad for it yesterday. Oh my gosh.
It glows in the dark?
It glows in the dark.
Oh.
It really does. Yeah. So
no one wants to trip over their squatty potty.
Follow the moon.
Not at all.
Follow the moonlight. Okay. And of course, the H Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. Made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, tested by third parties to ensure no pesticide solvents or any other contaminants. It's non-GMO, and contains all natural ingredients. And of course, Paleo Magazine. We talked about them at the opening, and the Well-Being Journal. Such a fine magazine. It really is heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at thewellbeingjournal.com. And as I said, always a pleasure to have you in studio, Jill. And
always
you too, Dewan.
Dewan's
kind of new to the show, but what a great addition you've been with all of your wonderful counsel. And so, yeah, we're going to a little bit later on, just here in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about opposing political views and navigating through that in a relationship, which I have to say, I don't know how you would do that.
I'm excited. Hopefully you guys don't kick me out after this conversation.
No, we would never do that. But, you know, I was reading the most recent issue of Oxygen. When I was at the airport, I bought a ton of, I had a long layover waiting for my plane, I bought a couple of magazines in this. I thought this would be fun to discuss with you because we're so confused. There's so much information overload out there, especially about nutrition. And it was an article about functional foods. Make the most of your meals and your training efforts with these wise food choices. So awesome, they say. Exceptional items that power your body the right way. Coffee's at the top of that list. What do you think?
Well, I have to say that, you know, if I'm wearing my science hat, there's tons of research on the benefits of caffeine when it comes to being an ergogenic aid, which is something that aids performance, whether it's cognitively or physically. And so we're not short on any data showing that caffeine can be helpful. Now, could you potentially consume too much? Yes. Do people metabolize it differently? Yes. We all have different genetics that some of us are fast metabolizers, some of us are slow metabolizers. So should people intentionally like add caffeine to their diet? No, it's like saying people should start drinking red wine. You know, I don't want to go that far, but if you're drinking a cup a day or you're going to strategically put it before a workout, you might notice some benefits cognitively.
Yeah.
And that's what the studies show.
Well, my mind automatically says, well, is there so much research done to proliferate, you know, the consumption of coffee? Because Americans, I mean, it's huge business.
Yeah.
Huge. Is there any place that you can even think of that doesn't serve coffee in a restaurant that you go to? I mean, you know, the espresso at the end of your meal. I had a few over the weekend myself.
And church?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. At church, because they're not drinking alcohol. They're drinking coffee and donuts, which is they're addicted to the sugar and the caffeine. So I don't know which is worse. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think because Oxygen has it's kind of a fitness slant magazine. So my mind goes to the fact that they're just talking about stuff that helps you maybe power through a workout. And we know caffeine helps more with cognitive benefits. It actually helps you feel less tired or feel like the work you're working hard, but you don't feel like you're working as hard as you're working. Mm-hmm. Perceived exertion is what that's called. And so yeah, the science shows it can have some benefits. Should people just start it because of that? No. I'd rather have you maybe do green tea or just stay off the caffeine if you don't need it.
Yeah. Well, I love my coffee. Next on this list is beets.
Beets
make blood.
Again, it's like definitely a fitness slant. You know, beets are, you know, back to the discussion on plants, and the color of beets is so unique. They use in natural food coloring. Beet is the source of a lot of natural food coloring because the color is so robust.
It's
and
powerful.
It stains. If you're chopping beets at home, it like stains everything, but cook them still. But yeah, beets actually are a source of nitrates, which can help with vasodilation of your blood cells and oxygenation to your body. So I'd say, hey, eat beets just because they're good for you. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, there's lots of other stuff, too. Like, don't make that the only vegetable you
eat. Well, I'm already questioning this list because not whole eggs is next on the list. I think whole eggs are fine, especially if they're pasture raised.
For
sure. So the animal's not abused. But next on the list is cottage cheese and Greek yogurt. I, myself, think that's not good.
Again, a fitness slant. You know why they picked those two?
Why?
Because they're both fermented dairy sources, which means they have more protein.
Okay.
So as compared to milk or plain yogurt.
I love cottage cheese too with salt and pepper.
Mm. Yeah. As compared to milk or plain yogurt, non-fermented sources of dairy, those two have higher content of protein. So again, it's a fitness slant. This whole list is going that way. Beets because of the nitrates. Okay. You know, eggs, you know, because of protein and the choline and the B vitamins and the yolk. So
here's a couple more bees. Bananas and bone broth.
Funny.
What about those?
Yeah, I mean, bananas, we all know potassium, right? It's supposed to help you with cramping and give you energy. And it's one of our main electrolytes, you know, also carbohydrate rich. So again, an energy source if you happen to need that. Again, don't make that the only fruit you eat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put bananas on the top of my list of fruits for people to eat. I'm going more berries, what's in season now, apples and pears and the citrus fruits. So I'd say eat seasonally, throw in a banana here or there, but don't let that be the only fruit you eat.
Okay, so they say foods that are overrated, foods that don't live up to the hype or that are being used and or marketed improperly, peanut butter powder and reduced fat peanut butter.
Peanut butter powder, I still don't understand. I don't understand this peanut butter powder thing. I don't know if it's a convenience thing because it's less messy or you can travel with it. But yeah, I don't buy anything because it's less in fat. You know, if you're going to eat something, eat it the way nature made it.
Right.
So, you know, just get natural, which means they don't add any other oils to it. They don't add any sugar to it or even any salt. That's the kind of nut butter I like to buy. It's just straight up natural. Nothing else added. Mm-hmm. Just the real deal.
Guess I'm getting rid of my peanut butter powder when I get home.
Well, don't waste it. Use it up.
Use it up first.
Use it up first. Yep. I'm such a nut. Okay. So artificially sweetened products.
Oh, amen. I mean, we can't talk about that enough. I mean, I guess I would give a pass to some things that might have erythritol or stevia or xylitol if someone's trying to transition off sugar. We talked about sugar and immune health in the last segment. So some people can't go from an F diet to an A overnight. They can't just drop sugar cold turkey because they're literally addicted to it and their taste buds are trained for it. Mm-hmm. So you might need to switch to something like you might need to go from your Cokes to Zevia, which is an alternative soda that's sweetened with stevia. Mm-hmm. And so I would lean towards the quote unquote natural sweeteners over the pink, yellow, and blue packets, hands down.
Absolutely. Now I'm beginning to wonder who's behind this article because next on it is non-dairy yogurt and almond milk. Overrated. So that seems like there is kind of a dairy slant here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, for people who can't consume dairy but want to have milk, what are they supposed to do? There is such a thing as dairy sensitivity. There's lots of ethnicities who have inborn lactose intolerance. So what are they supposed to do? They can't do the cottage cheese and Greek yogurt and regular milk and cheese and ice cream. So hence the almond milks of the world, flaxseed milk, etc.
There's so many great ones. Like I said, I was in Central Market yesterday, and there was one. Gosh, the packaging is so beautiful, too, on some of them.
Yes, it is.
It was a coconut almond milk blend, and I almost bought it just on the packaging. It, like, really captured my eye, but I didn't because I still have some at home that I need to finish up. And so, but it's almond milk as well, and so it's good. A great brand. But Diamond actually brought this in, this Natural Bliss, and it's kind of, it concerns me. It is is made by Nestle. It's a replace. It's got the Coffee Mate logo on it, all which is real teeny tiny. You can barely see it. Natural Bliss almond milk creamer, all natural, non-dairy, non-GMO, and all the stuff. So, what do you think? I mean, she brought it in for you to examine, Jill, and then we'll go to the last three on this list.
Yeah, so the first place I always go is to the other ingredients, or the ingredients, which is the tiny little print underneath the nutrition facts label to say, okay, what's really in it? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be sold by the label because we've all been duped by whatever is natural, organic, or GMO to only to find crap in it when we get home. So it says almond milk, cane sugar, coconut oil, pea protein, which is interesting, even though the label says it has zero protein, so I don't know what they put that in there for. Mm. Baking soda, natural flavor, sea salt. And gums and guars, which are just thickener agents. So, you know, hey, if you're trying to cut back on your dairy and you need to move to something to put into your coffee, this is potentially a good option. Mm-hmm. You know, I was always kind of for just like the straight coconut milk.
Right.
Like when I first started, it was only sold in a can, just the canned stuff. There was no fancy alternatives. There wasn't like a whole section in the dairy aisle because there's nothing else in it besides coconut milk or cream, you know.
Well, in almonds, you do have to be careful because I remember I read, and this still is a practice that they have to use to make sure that the almonds don't have salmonella in them because they had an outbreak, I think, twice. So they gas it with propylene dioxide or propylene oxide, which is a very caustic gas. And so if you're not buying organic almonds or organic almond milk, then you're getting some of that that gas typically, pretty much.
Interestingly, I'm reading this article that says that the USDA implemented this rule for all almonds grown in California first to be pasteurized, and this holds true for both organic and non-organic varieties. So I think that's just for the pasteurization. But you know, we've talked about this with the Eden Greens guys on the show before. Like we don't always know where our food comes from. So buy food that has like the least amount of stuff on the ingredients list or needs no label because it's just an apple. We don't need a label for our apple.
Again, I just love picking your brain. We'll get through this real quick and go to break. We've got Dewan Bennett coming up to talk about navigating relationships with opposing political views, which is a hot topic in this country right now. MCT oil. What's wrong with MCT oil? Now I'm beginning to wonder who wrote this article.
Well, I mean, I don't think everybody should use it, but I think some people benefit. I don't think it's for everybody. But again, there's some of these things aren't, there's not a one size fits all. There's not like, that I would say is not a carte blanche for everybody.
Okay.
It just depends on your eating style because you may or may not use it for fuel if you're not eating a low carb diet.
Commercial acai bowls? What's up with that?
Too much sugar, probably.
Some
of the places where you go, they say, oh, it's healthy. But when you read in the end, it's like 100 grams of sugar.
Okay.
I had an athlete that was like, yeah, I'm going to get this thing. And I'm like, did you realize that bowl has 150 grams of sugar between all of the stuff they put into it?
Yeah.
The juice, the yogurt that's sweetened,
the yogurt,
the fruits,
honey,
six different kinds
whatever.
Of fruits, honey. Yeah. He was like, his jaw dropped. He had no idea because it said acai.
Wow.
So,
super healthy.
Super
foods. All right.
Foods.
Well, thank you so much. Always great. Jill Lane, you can find her on her website, fuelingchampions.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn it back around. You can see me twice, and I don't want to leave you alone.
Hi, I'm Laura Val Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the Humane Authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Jill Lane, and DeJuan Bennett. I've got Lexi Brinkley mic'd up as well. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out again to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the HM Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay, DeJuan, let's go. Let's debate. Okay?
I'm ready.
And by the way, everyone, if you haven't voted yet, get out there and vote. It's the American thing to do. It's the right thing to do because you've got no right to, you know what, about anything unless you've gotten out there and voted. So this is a difficult subject. Let me introduce you properly before we begin. DeJuan Bennett is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. DeJuan has two master's degrees, one in counseling and another in psychology. He is currently in the process of finishing up his PhD in clinical psychology. He is the owner of Healthy Life Interventions Counseling in Oklahoma City, as well as his private practice, D. Bennett Counseling, here in Dallas, Texas. DeJuan believes that the key to mental and behavioral success is the ability to master self-awareness and emotional control. And I say this all the time. I couldn't agree with you more. And so let's talk about this. So navigating relationships with opposing political views, how does that work? Because people have, I mean, there are different values to different political, views. And so how do values affect relationships?
And that's a good question, because that's exactly what it is. We're talking about someone who comes into a relationship with someone else who has different values. And sometimes in the beginning of relationships, those opposite views are not necessarily highlighted because you're focusing on strengthening
sex.
That relationship, right? Sex too, right? And so kind of... In my research, I found that 38% of married households contain politically a mismatch, right? So that's 38%. So that's almost 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
And 1 out of 10 families are leaving their partners because of opposing political views. So this is obviously a hot topic, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, what is political incompatibility? Actually, and how does it affect relationships?
So it's essentially when your political values don't align.
Right.
And so when we're talking about values, we're talking about what's important, what's right or wrong, what matters to you
most. So an example, just so for people that, you know, a good example of that.
So a good example would be essentially someone who maybe feels that the right to choose, the right for choice is important, versus someone who feels like they may not want their wife to have a child, you know. So mm-hmm. I think when you're thinking about political views and your values, it crosses over into what do you fundamentally believe that's important.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can people overcome political differences in a relationship? I don't think it's possible, myself personally. I couldn't even imagine having some of those big issues and have an opposing view and living under the same roof and liking one another.
So first of all, active listening is important. So when you're trying to talk with somebody that you have a relationship with, particularly your partner, you want to make sure you get an understanding for why they feel this way and not be so rushed to feel like you need to respond or you feel like you need to turn to a debate, because they may have a childhood experience that caused them to believe this fundamentally, and that's why the value is important to them. So what we always say, active listening, so that's comprehension, retaining the information, and also trying to make sure that you're responding once you've got an understanding of what they're saying. So that's when we talk about mirroring. So that having the ability to mirror, you feel this is important to you because of what?
Well, yeah.
So those are key components.
Well, I'm a great listener. I really am. But I'm a great talker too. But
yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's where everything politically goes down the toilet. Mm-hmm. People don't let someone finish the why behind why they believe a certain way, because people are so emblazoned or impassioned or off the rails sometimes about their own opinion that they don't let someone get out. Well, this is why I feel
right.
this way.
Yeah.
And because of that, we don't have good discourse about it.
But even if you have an understanding, you're not going to change your value system.
Sure.
And but so, so I asked the obvious question, can in a relationship with two people on different sides, is that politically, is that possible?
Well, yes, it's possible, and I'll tell you why it's possible. Because there are boundaries that that families can put in place. So one of the things is maybe they can say, hey, we're not going to watch any politics or news together, and we're not going to discuss these in our relationship. They have relationships where political discussions are something that they engage in. There's also ways, because we understand that everyone is different and people have the right to choose in their beliefs. They have a right to. And so what I say is, do you feel like your partner's fundamental beliefs about their political beliefs or the way they run their life, do you feel like that prevents you guys from being able to be compatible and work together? Because in some instances, it may not. If we're talking about two people who are just on a different side of the fence, right? Somebody is maybe a Democrat and a Republican. That doesn't mean they're on two different extremes sides of the fence.
Well, you spoke of fence. It's so funny because just a minute ago, I was thinking a fence. How can you build a good relationship when there are fences that are up?
No, I mean, it just makes me wonder why we have to feel like it's a fence. Like, why we can't have, why can it be more like a flowing thing? Because I just wonder why there's such a divide. And that's the topic for another thing. Mm-hmm. But I think the fence is just an obvious, like, way we think of it. But why does it have to be that way? Why can't it be more flowing? And why can't, you know, when you said, how do people do this? And I just wanted to say love. Because love should transcend all of your opinions that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know,
yeah,
I'm not the expert in the room.
Well,
but,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. I'm a great believer in love. But I just think that when you have huge fundamental differences, some of them are just deal breakers. They just are.
And it goes into one person's contention, or one person's convention could be another person's contention. And I think that's what it is. So when you're talking about your relationship and why values are so important, if you think about you're heading down a path of life, you want to be able to walk and hold the person's hand that you're with. But if you believe in, let's say, hypothetically, you want to live in New York and your partner wants to live in California, then how can you guys walk down a path of life and holding hands together when you have different values on what you want to do with your life?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why these issues can be so important. If you're talking about things like Roe versus Wade, then you're talking about something that is ingrained in someone's beliefs and how that affects you. If you're saying, hey, a woman shouldn't have the right to choose, but I believe that I should have the right to choose. What's my why? Why do I believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I believe that? Because you don't know my history. Maybe I was sexually abused. Maybe my mother was abused and she felt like she wanted to choose on what, if she wanted to have the baby or not.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things are important. And when we don't have those discussions of why do you believe this, then we're missing the fact,
mm-hmm.
because then we can try to impose our views onto someone that we love unintentionally.
Well, I think we as a country need to open our minds and our minds in relationships as well, because this could actually be good for a couple in their family, right? And for the kids to see their parents be cordial and still have separate views.
The divergent in opinions is important, because what it allows kids to do is see that, hey, we can disagree, but we can still love each other.
Mm-hmm.
We
Amen.
Don't have to have groupthink.
Amen.
We have the ability to say, hey, you have your views, I have my views, but we learn to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think that is important. I think for parents to have those open discussions with their children in areas that they disagree in, particularly politically and sometimes even religiously,
yeah.
those are very important, because now it gives the kid who's in the middle can say, I have the ability to think for myself and make the choice that's most in line with my beliefs and what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, go ahead.
I was going to say, so I do feel that that's important as long as they're having that conversation.
All right. Just a couple of seconds here. Are there some real deal breakers?
There are some real deal breakers, and I believe when somebody attacks something that you fundamentally believe, and we discussed like Roe versus Wade, then I think that can be a deal breaker, because what you're saying is you disagree with my ability as a woman to choose for myself and what I want.
Yeah, interesting. Dewan, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Jill, thank you so much. Great. Love having you in studio. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. We always enjoy doing it. We really do. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life, and you get one vote. So get out there today and take care of it.